Okay, let's go to the word, to the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercies, Lord. We thank you for every wonderful and good thing that you have done in our life. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your blood covering and encamping about us. Lord, we thank you for this call to give us wisdom and knowledge in your word, to build our strength in you. For you said the word of the Lord is thy strength, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, we bless, and we honor every individual on this call, every staff member on this call, every minister on this call that delivers a word from us, delivers a word to us through you. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless and anoint this call, anoint the leaders of this call, anoint the leaders of Artists International. Lord, continue to build us and make us strong in your name. Lord, we ask all of this in your name, your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Now I'm going to turn this call over to the host. I am so excited to have all of you join us this morning. So, host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I can hear you just fine, Minister Robin. God bless you.
God bless you also. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TNC family. And I, along with Minister Jackie, I welcome you also to the Master's Call. It's an awesome call, and I'm so glad that God has allowed us a day to wake up and rejoice together as we fellowship. Well, this call was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And because of their faithfulness to the Lord, he has provided them with the scripture that we stand on, located in Psalms 88, verse 13. It reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Because here on the Master's Call, we start our day off with prayer and we end in prayer. And we also have an awesome mission statement. And our mission statement is that we are enriched, we are enhanced, and we are empowered believers as we begin every single day of our lives. And this call is brought to you live Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:30 Central. And you can dial 712-432-0075. The PIN code is 957-677-pound. Also, we have a website for you. The website is themasterscall.net. Every single message has been archived. You can listen to the messages there. You can read the bios of our anointed, victorious men and women of God. And you can also leave a message for us and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. They'll get back to you. And also, if you can't leave a message on the website, we have an email address. God made sure every avenue was covered. And the email address is info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. And if you would like to be a greeter, if you would like to be a host, if you would like to bring a word forward that God has given you, even if you just want us to rejoice with you or pray for you, we will be glad to do it. Send it there. And either, as I mentioned, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Minister Brenda Terrell, our prayer general, will get back to you. And immediately following this call, we have the new morning motivational call. And each day, that call at number 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND, there is a word there. There is encouragement there. There are men and women who will be able to tell you more about Artists International, how your business can grow, what they've done, what can be done, and we encourage each other on that call. And also, there is so much going on at noon, Central Standard, or 5 p.m. Pacific, and 7 p.m. Central. You can also dial into our millionaire call. and I'll come back to you and I'll repeat these messages to you and these numbers to you so that you will be informed and you'll be ready to get on the calls. But I don't want to take too much time away from the man of God that is coming forward, Minister Lance Waterman. He is an anointed man of God, one of our team members. He's also part of Artists International, and his mantra is make a decision, move now. That's right, make a decision and move now. Coach LA, he is embodied as a certified life coach. He's a professional coach, a health and wellness coach, business and executive coach. And he will teach you, he will train you, he will encourage you. And all of this is through the World Coach Institute and Dream Release Coaching. He's committed to helping individuals transform their mind, their body, their spirit. And you can do all of this by accomplishing powerful goals and developing a life plan. Coach LA, he is passionate. He's committed to the well-being of mankind. And his passion and his enthusiasm, it transforms in his life, in the lives of others, and it will enable him to effortlessly connect with people on a personal and, most importantly, a heartfelt level. He loves to work with people. You can hit him up on Facebook. He will tell you how you can attend one of his events, the Coach LA events. He'll show you how you can make that decision and how you can move forward. He has a passion for youth, our next generation. He'll share more of that with you also. He has been married to his beautiful wife, Lori, for many, many years. And they have two devoted canines longer than 8 years. And their names are Dallas and Domino. They travel internationally and throughout the United States. And at this time, without taking any further time away from him, Minister Lance Waterman, Coach L.A., anointed mighty man of valor, are you there?
Amen, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you.
Praise Lord. Thank you. Thank you for that introduction. Thank you, Minister Jackie and Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon for this opportunity. This morning, I just want to talk briefly about facing the storms of life. Facing the storms of life, and I'm going to give you a background, a backdrop of the eagle and how the eagle knows when storms are coming. The eagle actually prepares for the storm and able to rise above the storm and how to ride out the storm. But like the eagle, man also is equipped with facing the storm if, in fact, that you have faith. And so we're going to illustrate in Mark chapter 4:38 when the disciples and Jesus himself was crossing over and Jesus fell asleep. There was a storm and the disciples became nervous and became afraid. Imagine that. Imagine seeing all the things that Jesus has done, healing and touching people and the miracles, and yet they were still afraid of the weather. And here they had the man of God physically present in their boat. And the storm came, the weather was a little crazy, and the apostles became nervous. And so after a long day, Jesus decided, I'm going to get some rest. But the apostles became fearful. They were tossed there from, water filled the boat, and they woke Jesus up. And they cried, Master, don't you care about what's going on, about us perishing? Jesus woke up. He calmed the storm, he calmed the waves with his power, saying, peace, be still. But he turned to his disciples, and he said something interesting. He asked them, Where is your faith? Those four words. So this morning, I ask you, my brothers and sisters, where is your faith? Mind you, there will be storms in your life. The difference between us and unsaved people is that we know that Jesus is the anchor. When you throw the anchor over, it is to ensure us that the boat will still be there. It's not going anywhere. Where is your faith in the midst of your personal storms? They say that life is a storm itself. Life can be misfortune, grief, shame, and stressful. Sometimes we experience the storms of death when people we love so much and so dear are called home. Sometimes we face the storms of financial loss. When all of a sudden, after 25 years on the job, they decide that they have to let you go. Sometimes we face the emotional storms of life. After 25 years or 20 years of marriage, your wife or your husband decides they don't want anymore. Sometimes we face the spiritual storms that will test you. Test your faith. Whatever you might be going through, the Bible says that weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. We are talking about the storms of life, and we all go through the storms of life. The difference is, where is your faith? See, too many of us are putting faith in man, knowing that Jesus is our answer. Yet Christians are now turning to the world for answers, forgetting and taking their minds and their eyes off the prize, which is Jesus Christ. Just like the disciples, just like the apostles. We're looking at the physical things that's going on around us, and we are becoming alarmed. But God reminds us that once we have Christ in our lives, just like that eagle who can prepare for the storm, we too can prepare for grief. We can prepare for stress. We can prepare for shame and misfortune. Once Jesus Christ is our anchor. So where is your faith? Is it in the American dollar? Is it in the materialistic things that God has blessed you with? Do you put more faith in your car, your clothing, your homes? Where is your faith in the midst of a storm? You know, moving into Florida, I had no idea that over a span of almost 3 months, we would be getting storms, rain, and a whole bunch of other little things. But God has given us peace in the midst of our storms. He is our anchor. Where is your faith? Where is it? Did you lose it when we lost our loved one? Did you lose it when our husband or wife left us? Did you lose it when you lost your job? Did you lose it when your spirituality was tested? Did you lose faith in God? And let us be honest. There are times when we ask God, are you really listening? God, are you really there? Because there are going to be times where you are going to be tested and tried. The Bible and James says, consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds. Now, how can we humanly think that there's joy in the midst of a test or trial? Because nobody likes tests and trials. Who likes it? But the Bible says, consider it pure joy. Where is your faith, brothers and sisters? Where is your faith in the midst of a storm? We are reminded in Job that everything was taken away from him. And his wife turned to him and said, if this is the best your God can do, curse him. If we are not careful, we will fall into these false traps that the enemy has for us. Because our faith will constantly be tested. So where is your faith? Who are you putting your trust in? See, like the eagle, when a storm comes to us, we can rise above them by setting our minds and our belief toward our Heavenly Father. The problem is not in the lack of God's presence, because God is always there. It is the human element we all have inside ourselves to think we can fix it alone, that we don't need God on this one. That's right. It is the human element in each one of us that has the capacity to want to fix things in the midst of our storms. Some of us are faithless. We proclaim we are children of God, but we are not exercising faith in God. We have to be very careful. The key is to turn our storms over to God, who has total control over everything in your life. That is the key. That is the key. How do we do that? How strong is your faith? Remember, Jesus turned to his disciples and says, where is your faith? The question now is, how strong is your faith? Consider this story about the eagle. How strong is your faith? See, none of us is promised immunity from the storm. We are not exempt from the storms of life. Yet God says, I'll be with you. Where is your faith? How strong is your faith? Today we are going to be tested and tried even further. Man will surely fail you, but God will not fail you. The institute will fail you. The financial institute is definitely failing us. The stock market is dropping to lows. Washington is doing their very best, but let's face it, there's a disaster there as well. So everything around us looks like it's collapsing. But God will never fail you. God will never fail you. So remember this in Mark 4 and 38. Jesus woke up and he turned to his disciples and he said to them, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Remember that Jesus calms the storms. He calms the problems in our lives. Minister Robin, back to you.
Minister Lance, can you hear me?
I can.
Thank you very much. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that word of encouragement, that reminder, where is your faith? I will be calling you back immediately following our prayer requests and our announcements. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, because you love us so much and you are a God that is more than enough. And you are a God of a second, third, fourth, and the number of chances, we can't even number them, Father. So we want to please you, and we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you. So we thank you for the man of God that has brought the word forward. We thank you, Father God, that as we continue to be strengthened in that area, as we continue, Father, to know that you are the one who began the work in us, and as we continue to know, Lord God, that you are more than enough in our lives, we will not grow weary in well-doing. And Lord, I come before you, and I thank you, and I cover Minister Lance and his family in the blood of Jesus. I thank you that not one weapon formed against him nor his family can prosper, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, that the gift and the anointing that is on his life, Father, it will continue to go forth in the name of Jesus. Give him dreams and visions, Father God. Birth those things that you put in his heart. Give him the desires of his heart, Father, as they line up with your word, Lord God. Continue, Father, to open up doors that man can't close for him, Father. Lord, in closed doors, you don't want him nor his wife, Lori, to go through in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for your power, for your strength, for your assurance, for your confidence that you are protecting us. You are watching over us. We know, Father God, that our enemies, they are thwarted. We know that not one weapon formed against us is going to prosper in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that as we continue to praise you, we know vengeance belongs to you, Father. And we have faith, even as if it's like a little mustard seed. It really doesn't matter because we know that with that faith, it can move any type of mountain. And, Father God, all the schemes of the enemy, we call them inoperative in Jesus' name. We thank you that they will be revealed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are strong in you, Father. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family to you and Artists International. Hallelujah, it's a new season. You are doing a new thing. It's a time, Father, for us to rejoice and know that you began this work in them. You began this work in us, and this work will be completed. It will be completed in the name of Jesus. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our redeemer. You are the one, Lord God, who said that our steps are being ordered by you. You are our provider. So we praise you. We honor you. We will continue to move forward. We will continue to know, Lord God, that we are your people. We know that we are victorious in you. We know, Lord God, that as we continue to seek your kingdom, your righteousness, your way of doing things, all these other things will be added to us. And that is prosperity. That is health. That is wholeness. That is peace. That is deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, Master's Call family, make sure if you want to listen to this message, you can go right to our webpage. It is www.themasterscall.net. You can listen to the message, the current message, by calling this number, 712-432-1085. Dial the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. Don't forget the new morning motivational call. It is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. And we have our call at noon, Central Standard Time, and also the same call at 5 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Central. It is the millionaire call. Yes, I did say millionaire. You call those things that be not as though they were. Stand on the word, believe in God that, yes, you, as the person that you bring to the call also with work, teamwork, can be a millionaire. And you dial the same number, 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598#. And don't forget, in 37 days, we hope to see you there. We want you to check your back office, and you're saying, for what? We are going to say all roads are leading to Las Vegas. It's the 25th anniversary celebration of Artists International on October 14th and 15th. It's going to be held at the Hotel Lux. So again, check your back office, artist entrepreneurs. Go out and tell your friends all the great things that we are doing. Minister Jackie, thank you for greeting the people. Thank you for opening us up in prayer. Minister Lance, thank you, thank you, thank you for letting us know and making sure that we ask and question, where is your faith? It doesn't matter how small or large it is, but you got to have it. So, mighty man of God, please come back and seal this anointed word that you brought forward for the people.
Amen. 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 See, we cannot see down the roads we travel. There will be encounters we cannot envision. Mm-hmm. We cannot see so far ahead. But God reminds us in Luke chapter 8, verse 25, and he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wonder, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obeyed him. There is nothing under the sun that you are going through that God doesn't know about. Again, there is nothing under the sun that you are going through that God doesn't know about. All you have to do is call on the one who saved you, who gave his life that you might have life eternal. Don't go the battle alone. Don't go through the trials by yourself. Don't face this thing alone. Call on Jesus, and he will speak. He will help you go through your personal storm, your personal griefs, your personal trials. Where, my brothers, my sisters, is your faith? God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.